This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Promising signs from an experimental coronavirus vaccine in the United States. A small-scale study showed a potential vaccine by the U.S.-based biotech firm Moderna produced high levels of virus-killing antibodies. Many hope the shot could prove effective in later stages of testing. Moderna Incorporated stock market shares rose around 11% on Wednesday as a result. Wall Street analysts said data from 45 healthy trial volunteers suggested the vaccine could protect against infection by the virus and generate blockbuster sales if it proves to work in larger trials. The European Union executive is urging member states to launch earlier and broader vaccination campaigns against the flu this year. The push is to reduce the risk of simultaneous influenza and COVID-19 outbreaks in the fall. The European Commission wants to head off the risk of hospitals being again overwhelmed by a surge of patients, as happened at the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic in Europe in March and April. South Africa is expected to reach a milestone 300,000 cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday. That's the most in Africa and in the top 10 in the world, despite a swiftly imposed lockdown aimed at preventing infections from spiraling as they did in the West. At the end of March, President Cyril Ramaphosa took aggressive early action, shutting down shops, ordering people to stay home, and sending the army onto the streets to enforce it when South Africa only had 400 cases and no recorded deaths. The government later eased many curbs over fears for its struggling economy. More international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization and UNICEF want a renewed push for vaccinations in children. Vaccination numbers are said to be falling due to the coronavirus pandemic. The WHO and UNICEF said Wednesday that rates have plateaued at 85% in the decade prior to the outbreak. But the pandemic has slowed production of the vital preventative vaccines. And stay-at-home orders, economic hardships, and other obstacles have hindered access to doctors' offices and clinics. New data released by the WHO indicates the first 4 months of 2020 saw a significant drop in children completing the recommended number of vaccination doses against diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. The WHO said such a decline would be the first in nearly three decades. China is warning it will retaliate after U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order to end Hong Kong's special statuses under U.S. law. The order is to punish China for what President Trump called oppressive actions against the former British colony. President Trump cited the new national security law for Hong Kong in his announcement. Initial results from last weekend's primaries in Hong Kong, staged by pro-democracy parties, show young activists and so-called localist candidates winning a majority of the races. More than 600,000 Hong Kongers flocked to some 250 polling stations to cast ballots to select the strongest pro-democracy challengers to contest pro-Beijing candidates in September's Legislative Council elections. The action defying earlier warnings from officials in both Hong Kong and China that the vote might run afoul of that new national security law. Pro-democracy forces say the goal of fronting candidates for the September elections is to achieve a parliamentary majority that could block the passage of a budget and other key legislation and thereby force the resignation of Chief Executive Carrie Lam. The New York Times will shift part of its Hong Kong office to Seoul. The move is just the latest sign of the chill spreading in the global financial center just 2 weeks after Beijing imposed the new national security law. The Times said its employees have faced challenges securing work permits and would move its digital team of journalists, roughly a third of its Hong Kong staff, to the South Korean capital over the next year. Reuters reports 9 people, including 2 children, are dead after airstrikes on Yemen's northern province of Al-Jawf on Wednesday. The Houthi Health Ministry spokesman said via Twitter that airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition hit residential houses. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.